So the first thing is you make a hole in its nose and you put a ring, a string around it, you tie that stays to his nose loilam. Now when you want to tie the camel down, you take a long string, a leash, and you tie it onto this ring around here. So that knot is also the rabbonim. Why? Because it's only meant to stay a week or 2 weeks, so stay there a few days, or stay there. But it's not loilam. When you want to move the camel, you'll take it away. So that's called the kesher, that's not loilam. So it's only yosim the rabbonim. And what did the kit with the katri vitrida? The same thing on a ship. After you have the first loop around the ship itself to stay loilam, when you want to anchor the ship, you take the rope from shore and tie it down to the ship. So this knot now is only to stay a few days, maybe a few weeks, but not loilam. When you're going to move the ship, you want to go, you don't tie it. So that type of a knot is only yosim midrabonim. It's chiyuv hudaleka hoyisurika. That's also called potim midrabonim. Obviously, you should know that Mishnah goes vaito v'yeishem utarim l'tchila. There are certain knots that you're allowed to do even mitchila. Well, my name, what are these things? Kosheres miftachei chalukim. You're allowed to be kosher, you're allowed to make a knot, tie up your shirt. You have a type of shirt that two strings coming out, you want to tie it up, that's mutter. Why? Because you're going to tie it the same day. Rashi kitzva the kitzvi b'tomimor. Ritzu arucha shemachnisa b'tabas. You have the long leash that you tie onto the camel. It asur l'katchila. L'kosh v'sham efnei shepom v'sham nicha sham shvua oy shvuayim. As here Rashi says, sometimes leave it a week or 2 weeks. So according to leave it for a week, that's the chosim of the rabbonim. The kosh v'mati roish echot shenaisin v'yisein oy bomid she'osa boy hanok v'gomol. If you want to tie down the camel, you leave it there for a week or two. Yeah. Mashem came, a knot that I meant to open up the same day, that's mutter. Now the only chumra there is, a little chumra is, I'm all not to make a double knot. To make a double knot, even though you have das to untie it the same day, some shittas hold a double knot vials like a mice umin. A vials of a kesher shal umin. And we have the mechabe shittas like that, and tais shittas is that a kesher shal mice umin is also awesome. They have a new tonight. That midiraisu, it's also to do two things. It has to be a kesher shomaisa umin, it means a chosher of a knot, and it stays a long time. Those are both also midiraisa. If you only have one of the two, it's also midirabonim according to the Mechavishita. So according to Mechav, if you make a portion of a knot to stay for a long time, it's also midirabonim. And then if you make a maisa umin, that means a chosher of a knot, even though it's not made to stay for a long time, a people for one day, it's also midirabonim akoponim. So according to the Mechaber, what's mutim mitchila has to be a knot that's not a ma'is umin, it's not a chosh of a knot, and it's not meant to stay loyal and void. So the Mechaber says a chiddush. The Mechaber says if you make two knots, a double knot, that's a suffix, maybe that's called a ma'is umin. That's why we're knowing among not to make two knots. If you want to tie something down, you shouldn't make one knot, then make a double knot on top of it very tight. And that's a shalaf and a ma'is umin. If you want to make a double knot, the only thing, usually a double knot is not so tight. But if you make it very tight, a double knot, it'll be questionable then. But to make two knots, then it's shayla ready, maybe that's called a maisumin. Right. Miftach chaluka. She's not allowed to open up her shirt. Shita for the maravada, why not? It's open and closing. Loitzricha disle trei doshi. She has like two strings to it. But she tied it down like both sides. She tied it down the right side and the left side. And to open it up and to like take off the clothing, it's enough just to open up one side. So I would think the mal, when you take off the clothing, she'll only open up one side. And the other side she'll leave there. So man, let's be afraid not to tie both sides, because maybe one side you'll leave for a long time. Kamashvulon, no. Plus Kamashvulon is that we're not afraid of that. That usually you untie both, not therefore it's mutter. Rashi Tarte Doshi, Shtei Psochim Hainu Oysen L'Shoinis, at two strings coming down. That is Zul Amal Amizul, Lamata Zul Zel Yemim Zel Asmoil. Yemein Amateres Elo Echad, Yechol L'Poishto, V'Olei Shabadoichit. If she only unties one knot, she could take off the shirt and put it back on again. His mother came, Lechad Neb Tuli Mavata Levi Tevi Ketch Shakayomo, then maybe she'll only untie one. And the second one, she'll leave there, Vechivan Layod, the Haimin Artevai Litzo Kamashvlon. And then we don't know which one she'll untie, so we should ask her both knots. Kamashvlon Posh, we're not afraid of this. That normal way of taking off the shirt is to untie both knots. So normally the Isha will untie both knots, therefore it's mutter. Baita v'chutei savcha. She'll have to tie down her kerchief. Also for the gemapshit, avada. It's aimer to take off and you have to untie it at night. So it's not a kesher shakayama. And the gemara, let's richa, the revicha law. That she has a kerchief on very loosely. In other words, she could pull it off of here when it's still knotted. She doesn't have to untie the knot. So now the time of Mishla Shofala, I would think maybe she's just going to pull off the kerchief over here at night. She won't untie the knot. So if you're going to make the knot Friday night and Shabbos, maybe that knot's going to stay a few days. Now I'm just going to stay by a tie. I'm all. If you make a knot in your tie, and you can just take it off your head the way it is, you don't have to untie the knot, so maybe you'll let that knot stay for a few days. So I would think maybe for a kerchief should be also Kamash Malon. The Isha Chosal Sara, Isha doesn't like to mess up a hair. Or Mishra Sharilo, even though the kerchief is loose, she's not going to stop and pull the kerchief off the hair, because maybe you'll mess up a hair. So Avada treat the Namali, she unties the kerchief. Therefore, it's mutter to make that knot on Shabbos. Because Minastam, it's only to untie it on Shabbos. Trashi Dervicha, Loida Chosai Beroish, Beroisha. She didn't make it tight on the head. Ela Kaishrosim Revach, she made it loose. She can untie it the way it is right. She can take it off the way it is right now. Maybe she'll pull the kerchief off and mess up her hair. She'll pull her hair that way. Or the paske nami yikol ishnuy kagavnum. In the next case, also say the same terrors. Mother tema machto loy derech raglov yitzkamashmon loyav dochi mishum sniusa. As in the girdle also, maybe she just pull down and not untie it. Kamashmon that also. So the Gemara doesn't talk about it. Rashi says the Gemara kuri has the same kasha. It's the chiddush of this girdle is the same thing that she ties it down. Maybe I would think it's a derech to leave the knot there and you just pull it off. Kamashmon no, the derech is to untie it. Fight the ritsuas man of a sandal. If you have the ritsuas, the knots of shoe and a sandal, it's also mutter. Itma, hit the ritsuas man of the sandal. If you untie the knots of your sandal and your shoes, toni chod chayiv chatis. One brayta says it's an itzadi raisa to untie the knots of your shoes. But tanyidach, another brayta says potl lava osar. It's also midrabanan. But tanyidach, another brayta lachur like al mishnah mutl katchila. That it's mutter mitchila to untie your shoes. So what's going on? Is it mutter or is it also to untie your shoes? And the Gemara, there's a Gemara, kasha manu la manu, kasha sandal la sandal, kasha on a shoe, it's a candle on a sandal. And the Gemara manu la manu, a shoe on a shoe is not kasha la kasha. There are three different types of knots by the shoe. Ho diktoni chayiv chatis, if you untie the knot that says the chayiv chatis, that's for the ushachri. That's what the ikka knot that you make the shoe with. Amol, we don't have these shoes though. Amol used to put like the leather through and make a knot there. And that knot stays oil and void. If you untie that knot, the shoe falls apart. So treat it, that's called the knot shal kayomon, and that's your chayim midiraisa. Trashim yushachfim, bekeshe, shem, hoishchef oise, that's the shoemakers make it. When they put the string into the shoe, they start making the shoe, they put the strings through, and that first knot stays the loin and void. So to make that knot, or to untie that knot in Shabbos, that's an issue deraisa. Potu avalosa, which knot is only also with the Rabbonin? With the Rabbonin. That means shoes of the Rabbonin, that's also with the Rabbonin. So drash with the Rabbonin. Kishakoshrin sodiv raglayim. And koshrin bedoichik. The Rabbonin never tied their shoes too tight. They sometimes used to use it like a sandal. What do you call these sandals? Without laces. No, they used to have laces. But they never made the tight, like loafers. They didn't make the knot too tight. But sometimes they have no time to untie it and tie it again. So just make it loose. They'd be like a loafer. They'll just pull it off their foot and put it back on again. So sometimes that knot could stay there a few days, even a week. So that kesher is awesome in the Rabbonin. Because it's not a kesher you untie every single day. It's a person that he makes the knot once a week, and the whole week he just takes the shoe off and on. So that's awesome in the Rabbon. Leokishu kosher. Or miyo kesher shakiyom is a drash lehevi. Lehevi. Shebishas hatit matiru noise, the kosher noise, the bedechik. Amo, when it's dirty outside, you don't want your shoes to fall off. So then you tie it good. Shlo yidbat betit. You're afraid your shoe will get stuck in the dirt and fall off you, so then you tie it good. So shal kayom, it's not because you zich have sometimes to untie and make another knot. But since you have das normal to leave that knot a few days, a week, that's also with the rabbon. Mutla chetchilom, which knot on the shoe is mutla chetchilom? With the bnei mechuzah. The people of bnei mechuzah. Trash bnei mechuzah, shem rechavi leiv, they are great the people, open wide hearts. They were makpid to dress very nicely. When they put on their shoes, they put on their shoes the right way, and they tied it up very good. Mela came at night to take off the shoes, they had to untie the shoe. Like what that normal people like we do. When we tie it, we untie it at night. So if Shita, you're allowed to make a bow, tie your shoes on Shabbos. Because our knot is I'm a ton tie at night. Right, the sandal kasha, same terrace goes for a sandal to a sandal. Ho dikton yichayim chatis. The Brisa says yichayim chatis for the taya. The katri ushchvi. That's like the Arab, the maker of the sandals, that the first knot stays loyal and good. That's the kesher shakiyama. Trashi b'sandalayim shayishmelim. An Arab sandal, soichrim, the Arab that sells it, shoshvachim koshrim b'emaritzuis, the kesher kavua. It's the first knot you make in the sandal, that stays loyal and good. Potalavu also b'duchumrito. The katri inu. That the people themselves tie, Rashi the Chumash Gedolim, Elu Sandalim Shal Sharon Lashim, other people's sandals. Shen Ritzus Kavuis Ben, Aidei Umin, Elohim Atzvon Koshu Noisem Chumutu Baalmo, VeKoshu Namatir Mepomishem Eskayim Shabbos Oichodish. That people themselves make their own sandals, like so even that first knot they make only stays a week or a month. It doesn't stay loyalim. So that's only Yosem the Rabbon. Mutlach Etchila, the sandal the Nafik Beitrei. With a sandal that two people wear it. In other words, that is, you want to change the size. Your father wears it and the son wears it. So when the father wears it, he makes it tight. When the son wears it, he makes it loose. So such a standard as I'm to untie and tie every day, that's mutter. Trashi the Nafik Beitrei, the son of Kolecha Dech Elixir of Iragloi, Hilkach Bechol Yoim Kosher Matiroi. Every day they untie it and tie it, that's mutter. The Mark of Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda. To Rabbi Yehuda, Achva, the Rav Sola Chassida. Rabbi Yehuda, the brother of Sola Chassida. Hevilei Yehu, Zugur, Sandlei. They had a pair of sandals. Zinnin Nafik Be'iyu. Sometimes he used to wear it. Zinnin Nafik Be'inuka. Sometimes his child used to wear it. And they used to switch the sizes, used to untie it and tie it again. Is also came with the bite that came in front of Abaya. Omalei Kahai Gavna Mai. They asked Abaya such sandals that we switch off and we have to tie and untie every single day come out, what's the local? Are we allowed to use it or not? That's what it is. So yes, the Baya, Omalei, so Baya answered him back, you should know Chayiv Chatzis, Yechayiv Midaraisa, for tying and untying such a night, on such a knot. Omalei, so Chizda, Rabbi Yehuda asked him back, Omalei, hash the potlav loss of the kashali, if you would have told me it's awesome the Rabbonin, I'd also have a kasher on you, because I hold it's mutter metchila. Of a chayiv chatas karmatli, but now you're telling me it's even awesome with the raisa. Pilei ploim, why is it awesome with the raisa? The more my time, why is it awesome with the raisa? Omalei, he answered him back. Mishum de bechel nami chatas karmatli. So my time. So now Abai asked the Yehuda, why do you want to say it's mutim etchilo? Omalei, so he answered him back. Mishum de bechel nami zimnin nafik nebeyano zimnin nafik nebeyanukon. Because even in the middle of the weekday, I switch off these sandals with my son. So maybe we untie it and tie it every day. Omalei, then Abai said, Ihochia, that's the case. Mutlach etchilo. That's about the mutim etchilo. It's such a knot that you tie and untie every single day, that about is mutah filum etchilo. So Rashi also, Rashi says, "Omulei mishum debechel nami." Not from Rashi. Ani matiro bechol yoim. Not from Rashi Shita. That I untie it every single day. The koshra tinik lefi ragloi, and then I make another knot to fit my son's foot. So about this tied and untied every single day, that's mutim etchila. The yachad mutim etchila Rashi yomi chorus of our tleirogel neved hochi. The kit to dushukvei heavy sherogel lias kavur. His first rabbi thought this was the ikkah knot of the sandals that stays loyal and void. That's why he said it's a chiyuv chatis. But then he told him back, I do it every single day, that's about the mutter. More Reb Yirmiyah, heavy kozel, basket of Reb Avuah, for Kamlis. Reb Yirmiyah was walking in the back of Reb Avuah in the Kamlis. That's a place that's not a Rishus Yoch, not a Rishus Rabin. You're not a carry there. If Sik Ritsu the sandler, so his sandal fell off. The Ritsu or the string that's tied, the shoelace like, fell off it. Omalei, so yes, my neved law. What can I do now? I said, I can't wear the shoes, it's going to fall off my foot. I'm not allowed to carry it, because it's in a Carmelis, and I'm afraid it'll get stolen, so what should I do? Omalei, shakel gamilach, take a wet leaf, a gamilach, a wet leaf like, to chos lemaychel behemah, it shouldn't be muksa. It's that a behemah could eat it, so it's still called maychel behemah, it's not muksa. The korach alavei, and wrap it around your shoe. I make a temporary, like a shoelace to it, like just put this wet leaves over the shoe, so you'll be able to wear it, and take it home. That's what he answered him back. Rashi, Yitzhak Ritzu the sandal. V'nofel ha-sandal ragla fell off it. Shadei Ritzu hu, oimi, shah sandal pesuach meyal gabuk. Yeh, v'tzadav shal eitz, oy shal or sholuk. the kosher of Ratsuas Niksheras Agabi Regal, Amina Saisai, Kitsu, what the strap fell off, so he can't wear it now. So he told him, Shokol Gamilach, the Chosna Machabema, the royal tilt. There's no list of muksu on it, because it's a leaf that behemoth eat. The Koruch, the Mokum Ratsu, and wrap it around the shoe instead of the thread of the straps. But Noel Luach Tikuna, so you take it home. That was the Maisa. So he's master him to wear these shoes home. So the more another Maisa was, Abaye Heavy Koi Kaim of the Reb Yosef. Abaye was in front of Reb Yosef. If Sitlei Ritsua, same thing happened, his strap of his shoe broke on Shabbos. Omalei Mayevilei, so yes, the what can I do now? My shoe is broken, I can't wear it this way. Omalei Shafke, he said, leave it. If you know Eitzah, can't do anything with your shoe, just leave your shoe there after Shabbos, you'll come and pick it up and fix it. So, in fact, the more Maishnam is Reb Yimya. How come before the Maishnam of Reb Yimya, it was Eskipaskan that it's Mutta to put a gamni leaf, put a wet leaf on it, to make it wearable and wear it home? So, how come you're telling me it's awesome? And the Gemara, Hossam Le Minter. Or the first case was, it fell off in a caramelist. That's a Mokum, like it's not Minter, it's not watched there. So, there you're afraid Mokum Hefsid, you'll lose your shoe, so we're mati for you to fix it. Mashaykin Hocha Minter. Here we're talking about it's in your own Chotzer, it's in the Rishus Hayochid. So, since it's Minter, it's watchable, leave your shoe there. Don't plan the Eitzes. Rabbonim warn mati you, like to be mistaken in your shoe. Shrashi Osum, the caramelist, the Grandikola, heavy Minter, wasn't watched. Well, yeah. So therefore, they asked it. You mashenkin here in your own rishus hayochid where it's watched. They're not matter you to touch the shoe. Fred Gemara, why not? For manhu, what should be the issue? What's the muksa about this? It's a mona. It's a shoe. What's wrong with the shoe? So Gemara, dibeino hafichna leim yeminless smile. What happened here? The strap fell off. So the Malvai says the straps of these shoes. There were two straps on the inside and the outer side of the shoe. So talking about now, the strap on the outside fell off. So the shoe push doesn't look nice. You don't like to wear it this way because it doesn't look nice. The outside strap is broken. Fred Gemara though, but you could change shoes. Put your left shoe on your right shoe. If you put your right shoe on your left, you put your right shoe on your left foot, so the outer side of the shoe that doesn't look nice, when you put it on the left shoe, it's the inner side of the shoe. So it won't bother you to wear it. The kashrut is still usable, the shoe. So why should it look like? Why can't you use this? Why can't you touch it? It's a kli. The bina fifty, you could change it. Me yamin l'smol from your right foot to your left foot. An omalei midikum ataris Reb Yechon libid Reb Yehuda. Since Reb Yechon soon says, oh pupil, a libid Reb Yehuda, shemamin alochak Reb Yehuda. That we paskin like Reb Yehuda that holds this svara. Well, soon said again to hilchas chalitza. That if you have a shoe, chalitza has to be on the right foot. If you have a left shoe that's wearable, you can put it on your right shoe, it's also yaitzi, you can be yaitzi mitzvah chalitza. So you see, we hold this story, you can change shoes. Here also, since this shoe, it's your right shoe, but you can put it on your left foot, and your left foot is wearable now on Shabbos, so it should still be considered a shoe. It shouldn't be muksa. So Drashi, v'homonahu, v'yamah yosla tutler, why do you say sosta metaltlit? V'adayin toris manolov, it still has a shame kli on it. Divino hafichna mimin l'smoil. Shasam v'yesh lo shtei tasois. It has two straps to it. Veinshel or a piece of skin. Mokim kviyas or suas, where the straps are attached to the shoe. Achzim v'chutz, one on the outside, it means all the way, like on your right shoe, it means all the way the outside of the shoe, the right side of the shoe. V'yachzim v'fnim, and one on the inside and left side of the shoe. That's in between your legs. Lebein shnei raglayim, in between the two legs. Kain shiyesh to manolim, shalom, like our shoes. Ugashinifsa katrimi is the inside of the shoe strapped his Roy Yehul Mestaklin. It's Roy to Mestaklin. He can fix it. The Afagash at the Kune Nikr, Ugina, even though it's not going to look so nice, Mia Lutzan Pinim Lemeschazi. Since on the outside of the shoe it's not Nikr, you can't see it, people fix it up. What? Yeah. Ugashinifsa Chitzoyna Mashank of the outside rips. Then it's not kedai to fix your shoe, because people are going to see like a big patch on the outside of the shoe, so it's not usable anymore. In this case here, Abaye was chitzon yistikum. The outside of the shoe tore. Mishumochi asked the Rabbi Yosef. Therefore, Rabbi Asi said he can't even touch it. Because it's like muksa. And since the outside of the shoe ripped, it's not going to be used anymore, the shoe. So this is going to throw it away, it's not called a kli anymore. Now the kashrut is Yom Le'abayon, but Akati Mono, no, which still be considered a kli. The Afichna Le, the regular Hacheris, but into Tachitzon the Trinus, change the right shoe to the left foot. On the left foot now, the part that's worn is going to be the inside between the legs. That's not going to bother you. It'll be the outside looks nice. So why do you say the shoe is not usable anymore? You could change around shoes. And Amalei me the Kamataras Rabbi Yechon Lemilsa Rabbi Yehuda. The Kamaforish Losh from Lach Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Mishanitsa Kohachitzaino Lav Monu. Don't know, Faker. And this is the Teres, I this. This is a Teres already. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Faker. The Teres is, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't know from the Svar. He says, once the outside of the shoe broke, it's not called a Kli anymore. I can switch it to the other leg. We don't hold from that Svar. Now the Gemara is bringing down, where's the Smachlokes of Yehuda? The Gemara Mahi, where's the Smachlokes of Yehuda? The Tanya, sandal, shenisako, shtei oznot. If you have a sandal, a shoe, that was tumming, and both straps broke, or shtei tasiyosev, other two parts of the shoe broke, or shenitol, kol akashto, the whole heel, or sole was taken off, is tor. That's a tor that could clean out, because it's not called clean anymore. And so the shoe was tumming, and now the whole shoe broke, it's not usable anymore, so pshita, that's tor, it's no more clean. Trashi oznov means shakalfe gava regal sheiches ben kishenoyli. Yeah, it's like the handle of the shoe. Tasiyosev mokum kviyas or tuos. That's where you put the straps into the shoe. And akaf, that's the bottom part. Parshas regal, like the sole of the shoe. So these things break off the shoe is torah. The trashi tusulei misaknilei. Nobody fixes the shoe. Vinami misaknefil. You would fix it. Chodesh shoe vashdumi abotilei. It's if you would fix it, then it's considered a new kli. But right now, with both sides of the shoe broke, it's not called a kli anymore, and it's torah. What about if only one strap tore? Or yachas mitzrisa, one side tore? Or shenito roiv hakav shaloi, just roiv of the sole was taken off. Tummy. Tanakam holds the kli, still called a kli. I, one is taken off, the teretz is, you could switch shoes. If it was the right shoe, now you wear on the left shoe, it's still called a shoe. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer don't know. Nifsaka panimiyas tameya. If the inside broke, then it's still called a shoe. Because the inside you could fix, you don't throw away the shoe, it's still called a shoe. Hachitzoyne tor. But let's say the outside of the shoe broke, then the kli is tor. Why? Because the outside, you're not going to fix it, you throw it away. The Yomer Ula Vitema Rabba Barachona, Omer Reb Yechnen, Kemachloikis Linyan Tumma, Kachmachloikis Linyan Shabbos. The same Allah Yavilcha Shabbos. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the outside of the shoe tore, since you're not going to fix it anymore, because it's the gnai out of the outside of the shoe, like sewn up, it looks like it was patched up, so therefore it's awesome. Avol, loy linyan chalitza. But you know, vilchas chalitza, we don't say this for her. For chalitza, there's a difference. For a kol poron nageya to us, it's not called a kli, and therefore it's called muksa. That's why here he asked it, that since the outside of the shoe ripped, the ma'isa was that if you're in a chotzer, so the shoe is muksar, don't do anything to it. But the right stands off to Avalon in the Chalitza. Hilchas Chalitza has a different halacha. Ve'avinam bo, Rabbi Yechon Aliba deman. Who did Rabbi Yechon say his din? What did Rabbi Yechon say? That he says, Kamachoikas, the Nyutoma is the same thing for Nishabis, but the Chalitza has a different halacha. It's Aliba deman. Who did he say this to? Ilaymo Aliba de Rabbonin. If he said according to Rabbonin. Linyan tuma monu. Rabbanan say even no matter which side, if only one side was broken, it's still called a shoe. Because you can always fix it, and you'll switch the shoe to the other side. Is linyan shabbos nami monu. The gay of the shabbos is also called a kli, it's not called muksa. Avloi le chalitza. But you want to say the chalitza, he doesn't say it's called a shoe. The lav monhu, it's not called a shoe. Is that what Rav Yechon meant to say? That according to the Rabbanan, the ilchas chalitza, it's not called a shoe. But the more of your tanan, we want the mishnah yivamis. Chotza shall smile be amid. Halach of chalitzes has to be on the right foot. Aluyitzu, you take your left shoe and you put it on your right foot. What's the lochum? Chalitzosuk shayra. It says cloth. Ilchas chalitzes kosher. So how could you say the Rabbanan says that chalitzes no good? You say enough in the Mishnah, you're allowed to change shoes for ilchas chalitza. So the Rabbanan say for Tum and for Shabbos it's good. So avada of chalitzes is good. So according to Rabbanan, he can't be talking. Rabbi Yechon, more ve'elav alib Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yechon has to talk about alib Rabbi Yehuda. The what? Midlin yin tuma lav monhu. Since vilchas tuma, he says no. When one side of the shoe breaks, it's not called a kli anymore. Lin yin Shabbos nami lav monhu. Who are then to the Shabbos is called muksa. You throw away this kli. Avolay lechalitza. Could the same Rabbi Yechon say that vilchas chalitza? No, the shoe is still called a shoe. The monhu, it's called a shoe according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara, Eimo di Arminan, Chotze Shel Smoil Bi Amin Chalitzosek Shera, it's still Shera. When does the Mishnah Yevama say, if you take your left shoe and put it on your right foot, that's good for Chalitza, that's Heichad Lemil Sei Manu. That's the Pshat is on the left shoe, it's a good shoe, on your left foot. You have a good shoe, just as a lefty. Now you put it on your right shoe, it's still called a good shoe. Over here, But here we're talking about this left shoe, the outside of the shoe broke. And if you the holes, that's not called the shoe anymore, because you don't fix it. So you vow for the left shoe itself, left foot, it's not called the shoe, it's no good for chalitza. You can't put it on the right shoe then. It's no right for the Mishnah Yevamos. The Mishnah Yevamos is talking about a good shoe, a left shoe you put on your right foot. But here with the left shoe is possible for the left foot, you can't use it for the right foot. Dam Rav Yehuda, nifsako achitzoina, tor. You see, it's just the outside of the shoe ripped. The shoe is tor, it's not called a kli anymore. Al malav manu, you see, it's not called a shoe. So if it's not called a shoe for the left foot, you can't use it for the right foot. So v'zayit shver Rav Yechon, how could Rav Yechon say that according to Rav Yehuda, lo din nechalitza? So tomorrow the other matayah leave Rav Yehuda. The Amos will talk about leave Rav Yehuda. Eima v'chein nechalitza. Say the same halach like chalitza. The chalitza also it's no good. En echnam is type of posse of chalitza. Welcome, Ashman. This is the Chiddush. The Chi Yamrin in Chol Se Shel Smel B'Shel Yimin. Chalitzosik Shero. When does the Mishnah Yevamos say if you take your left shoe and put it on your right foot, it's good for chalitza? That's Heichad L'Vosayu Monhu. That's if it's